朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
随地都可以让我们经历神的得胜，支取神的得胜，见证耶和华直到如今帮助我们。
Because we can experience God's victory and everywhere, and we can testify that thus far the Lord has helped.
你看回教徒每一年要从世界各地到圣地去朝拜哈。
Like the, look at the Islam's, they have to every year go to their holy land to worship God.
他们说去圣地一次抵得上八万个祷告。
They say a trip to the holy land is worth about 80,000 prayers.
但是你发现圣经，不管神向摩西显现，向约书亚显现，只要神显现的地方，神说脱下鞋子，这就是圣地。
But then in the scripture we see that whenever God appeared to Moses or Joshua, he says, Take off your sandals, because where you stand is a holy ground.
你不需要跑到山上，不需要跑到海外，哪里与神相会，哪里就是圣地，这是神给我们的恩典。
You don't have to go up to the mountains or the foreign land. Wherever God meets you, that place is the holy land, and that is God's grace.
啊，所以撒母耳的兴起，你就发现一直在这里改变，一直在这里改变整个神百姓的情形。
We see that the rising of Samuel continued to change the situation of God's people.
所以他所面临的难处，他欢凉的局面，通通都是真的。
Yes, it is true that he faced such a difficult and desolate situation.
而且是非常大的荒凉。
And it was great desolation.
但是你发现后来的局面的改变，神祝福也都是真的。
But yeah, the turning.Point and also God's blessing later on was also very real.
所以关键在于神得到了何用的器皿。
So the key is that God has obtained a suitable vessel.
我还是要再回到同样的点来，我们所有的人都要听这个信息哈。
Now I have to go back to the same point that this message is for every one of us.
就是在你今天的处境里面，在你所扮演的角色里面。
That in your situation, in the role that you are playing today.
如果我们肯把自己真正交给神，让神来用。
If we are willing to commit ourselves to God to be used by God,
神要使用我们来扭转我们所能影响的范围。
God will use us to turn around the situation within our sphere of influence.
你不需要去跟撒母耳比，你不需要去跟时代的伟人比，你要跟你自己比啊。
You don't have to be compared with Samuel or other great characters, but compare with yourself.
到底我们活出了神所量给我们可以影响的范围的里面的人没有？
Are we lived out? Have we lived out to be the character that God purposed us for?
到底我是增加了他的价值，还是减少了他的价值？
Have I increased other people's value or decreased?
原谅我真的这么讲，很多的聚会里面，有些人一来就把聚会 degrade 了，对不对？让聚会破坏了，价值减少了。
Forgive me for saying that, but then oftentimes there are people whenever they come to the meetings, they just degrade and then just mess up.
但是我们又不能不让人家来，我们都是有自己也有可能变成这样子的人。
But we cannot forbid others from coming to the meeting because we could be that person.
这就是神家的重要。
But that is the importance of God's house.
如果有更多的人都是增加价值，增加价值，就可以把减少价值的这个平衡过来，对不对？
If more people who can increase the value of the meeting, then that will balance out the negative trend.
如果大家都死气沉沉的，大家都很消极，大家都很灰心，那个整个聚会，你聚完会比不聚会还要惨。
Imagine in the meeting, everyone is very depressed and then negative and then passive. Then the meeting is worse than not having one.
那很多人好不容易有 family 这个 worship 家庭祭坛，每一次祭坛完都吵一架。
Some people they hardly have family altars, but then every time they have one, they will have quarrels.
弟兄姊妹，我们要加油，要突破这些困难哈。
So we need to have breakthrough in all these situations.
看一下，那为什么撒母耳能够在神的手中成为何用的器皿？
Now we want to see why Samuel can be used by God.
那有两个因素，我现在不在这里面讲。一个当然是神的恩典，对不对？这永远是的。
First of all, it's always God's grace.
那第二个，我们也相信他背后，他父母亲对他的影响非常正面的影响。
I'm sure that his parents had great positive influence on him.
但是我们现在来看撒母耳这个人。
Now we will look at Samuel, this person.
我很简单的提四件事情啊。
Briefly mention four things.
第一个是他从幼到老，他都信而顺服的态度。
First of all, he held an attitude of trust and obey from the days of youth to being old.
有的人是小的时候不顺服啊。
Some people they were disobedient when they were young.
有的人是老的时候不顺服。
Or some people became disobedient after they grow old.
撒母耳是从小到老都顺服。
But then Samuel was obedient from youth to being elderly.
你看第三章。
Look at chapter 3.
对不起，那个对，是那个当撒母耳在睡觉的时候他突然听见有人叫他。
That when Samuel was sleeping as a child, he all of a sudden heard someone calling his name.
他就马上跑到老以利面前说：“我在这里。”
He immediately went to Eli and said, "I'm here."
年轻的孩子，你要想想看，这个难不难
？Young people, think about it. Is this difficult?
难不难
？Is it this difficult?
Sam, 我们那里有个 Samuel，、
oh,
轻松家的 Sam。
We have Samuel when?
在 winter time, so cold, 半夜三点钟突然有人叫你的名字。What's your reaction?
What would you react if someone called your name in the middle of the night on the winter day?
Go back to sleep. 这很可爱哈，很可爱啊！真的，你怎么会半夜有人叫我呢？不可能的嘛！
How is it possible that someone would call my name in the middle of the night?
一定我听错了，不管他。
It must be a mistake. Forget about it.
就算是我爸爸叫我，也不管他。Go back to sleep.
Even if my dad called me, that's okay. I'll go back to sleep.
My dad can do anything. I'll go back to sleep.
My dad can do anything. I'll just go back to sleep.
他就跑去了。
But then he went to Eli.
然后老以利说我没有叫你。
But Eli says I did not call you.
然后回去睡觉了。
So go back to sleep.
你知道小孩子是最爱睡觉的。
You know, children love to sleep.
然后第二次叫。
And then second time he was called.
要我就不跑了嘛，因为上次白跑的嘛。
If I were Samuel, I would not run because I did it for nothing last time.
他还跑。
But he continued.
又不是。
And again, was not from Eli.
第三次又来。
The third time he was called.
他又跑去。
He went to Eli again.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个顺服从哪里来？
Where did this obedience come from?
然后老以利说都不是我叫你那如果下次来的话你就对神说仆人在此哈就他想是神叫他所以老以利就叫他下次来的时候你就对神说请说仆人静听
And then so Eli thought maybe it was God that called Samuel so he told Samuel next time when you're called again just say oh Lord speak to your servant I'm here
就是你会说为什么我们家就生不出这种 Sam 呢
But you might be wondering, how come there was just no such Sam in my house?
那个有个老弟兄说这个 Sam 跟三秒有点像，所以他们家的 Sam 是三秒钟啊，只能安静三秒钟。
Okay, so the English word Samuel sounds like 3 seconds in Chinese.
他怎么能够这样子一次一次跑去，然后仆人在此静听，请说。
So someone says Samuel in my house can only obey 3 seconds.
昨天我们在开牧长执会的时候。
Yesterday when we had a MED meeting,
裴明弟兄，我们在讨论饭食的时候，他突然讲一句话。
Brother Pei Ming said something when we were discussing about the meals.
他说做饭就跟讲道一样。
He says cooking is like preaching.
我原来是这样协作的，我马上就坐正了哈。
So I was kind of relaxed. All of a sudden, I started.
所有同工都
very attentive.
同工都在笑我。
So everyone laughed at me.
我就洗耳恭听了。
Because I wanted to clear up my ears so I can be very attentive.
虽然我没有办法洗耳，但是恭听是真的。
Even though I cannot wash my ears, but I really listen carefully.
我插出去讲一下，我今天早上怕他不会翻译洗耳恭听，我就走过去问他，你会不会翻译洗耳恭听？
Okay, this morning, brother. I was very worried that I would not be able to translate the Chinese idiom 洗耳恭听 so he asked me if I knew that
我那个读法学院的儿子马上就翻译了 clear ear public hearing happy ear 然后恭听他听成去又要去法院恭听了哈 public hearing
so my lawyer son immediately translated happy ear public hearing that's not right
我希望我到老都还是这么顺服哈，弟兄要讲到对我讲话，我马上可以乖乖的听哈。
I hope that I will always be as obedient that whenever my brother wants to speak to me, I will listen attentively.
这是撒母耳被神用很重要的一个点，就是他顺服。
So this is a very important reason why Samuel was able to be used by God because he was very obedient.
我想问大家哈，去年美国死掉一个很。重要的人是谁
Let me ask you, last year, someone very important passed away in America. Who that is?
谁
Who's that?
孩子们 去年美国有一个很有名的人死掉了。
Someone very important in America died last year.
你们大概想不起来，你说不是我哈？
You might say not me.
Say Steve Jobs 是吧？你为什么会想到他呢？你看
，Why would you think about Steve Jobs？
你知道美国一个月平均有25万个人死掉。
You know every month on the average a quarter million people died in America.
所以一年美国死掉的人就是生老病死大概两三千万人。他为什么只想到 Steve Jobs， 他没想到别人呢
？So every year millions people died in America. Why would you think about Steve Jobs？
啊，他的确影响了很多人，对不对
？Yes, he greatly influenced a lot of people.
所以我上次跟你们讲他故事的时候，曾经说过他受他的养父影响很大。
So when I mentioned his story to you, I mentioned that he was greatly influenced by his stepfather.
因为他的养父跟他叫他涂漆，把 fence 把篱笆涂油漆的时候，连那个背后最角落人看不到的地方，他说要 the same quality as the front， 要跟前面涂的一模一样好。
He was greatly influenced by his foster father, who ordered him to paint the fence and then commanded that he has to pay the same attention to the details, even those corners that are not seen.
所以他说他的养父对他影响很大，他做任何事情 inside out 都要 high quality， 都要很高的品质。
Therefore, he developed this habit to have high quality.Inside out everywhere.
不是只是表面骗人，里面不堪使用。
He will not just produce something that looks outside but not useful inside.
或者外面看起来很吸引，里面是假的。
Or something very beautiful on the outside but inside is all fake.
我前天还跟陈明弟兄讲，有一次有人送我一个台湾高山茶，包得漂漂亮亮的，我这个很高兴，回家打开来。
I mentioned to Brother Chen Ming yesterday that someone gave me a jar of tea from Taiwan, and I was very happy. And when I got home and opened it.
结果里面是发霉的葵瓜子跟茶叶混在一起。
Inside it was molded sunflower seeds and some.
当然，我决定不相信我弟兄买假货送我，只是他也被骗了。
I'm sure my brother did not purposely buy some counterfeit, but I'm sure he was cheated as well.
所以，他的养父影响了他，他的这个态度影响了 Apple 公司的 philosophy.
Because his foster father impacted him, and then he's.Attitude impact the entire company of Apple.
所以他们就是说，整个公司里面做产品，里面你不需要看，但是品质是一流的。
Therefore, they say that when you get an Apple product, you don't have to open it up because the quality inside is just as good as outside.
但是我记得我上次跟你们讲这个故事的时候
，I remember last time when I shared the story with you.
我后面跟着问一个问题
，Then I followed it with a question.
我说年轻的孩子们，如果你的爸爸这样子要求你
，Then I say, young people, if your father demand.Give you such demand.
叫你涂油漆，不光前面要涂得好，后面要涂得好，连角落人看不到的地方啊，草扒开来都要涂得好。你会不会觉得他很啰嗦
？If your father asked you to have good quality painting on the fence, not only on the front but the back, even the corner, you have to move the grass to paint the corner.
你会不会觉得他
？Do you think that he's too nagging?
你会不会觉得他 unreasonable？ 你太不合理了，你吹毛求疵。
Do you think he's too being too perfectionist and picky?
所以不要光去羡慕 Steve Jobs 他的成就，他赚的钱，你有没有羡慕他的顺服
？But don't just admire Steve Jobs for his success and his money, but do you admire his obedience?
你有没有羡慕当别人要求他、教育他、成全他的时候，他可以谦卑的接受，他能够得到里面的精华
？But do you admire that when someone is trying to educate him, he was able to obey and get the essence?
所以弟兄姊妹，撒母耳从小顺服，这是他被神悦纳、被神用很重要的因素。
Samuel was obedient since his childhood, and that's a key reason why God was able to use.
这也是他蒙神喜悦。圣经上接着讲，撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大，耶和华以人越发喜爱他。
That is also why he was pleasing to God. The scripture says Samuel grew before the Lord and in favor both with Lord and men.
这是神能够用他很重要的原因。
So that's a very important reason why God was able to use him.
后来当他去责备扫罗的时候
，So later on when he went to rebuke King Saul,
听命胜于献祭。
He says, obedience is better than sacrifices.
你外面摆任何好东西给神，比不上我们对神的顺服。
Nothing can be compared with our obedience to the Lord.
孩子们，你讲任何甜言蜜语，比不上我们对神、对父母的顺服。
Children, any sweet talk cannot be compared with your obedience to your parents.
所以在这里，当我们真正顺服的时候，它是我们生命长进的秘诀。
So our true obedience is the secret to our spiritual growth.
它是我们蒙神悦纳、被神使用的秘诀。
And also the secret of our being used and blessed by God.
是我们能够过得胜生活的秘诀。
And it's also the secret to our victorious life.
是我们能够承受祝福、成为祝福的秘诀。
And also our secret to inherit blessing and become a blessing.
第二件事情讲到他是一个祷告的人。
Then he's also a person of prayer.
所以第一件讲到他信而顺服，说到他是一个有祭坛的人。
And the first thing talk about he's trust and obey, so that he is a person with an altar.
他是一个过祭坛生活的人。
He lives a life of offering.
他不光真正有 build 祭坛来献祭。
Not only that, he actually built the physical altar to offer sacrifices.
他整个的一生，他向神的态度就是一个献祭的人生。
But then he lives a life of offering sacrifices.
所以第二个讲到他注重祷告。
Then secondly, he pay attention to prayer.
他是圣经里面祷告的榜样非常清楚被神标出来的人。
He's one of the best role models of prayer in the Bible.
我举两个例子，诗篇九十九篇第六节，在他的祭司中有摩西和亚伦，在求告他名的人中有撒母耳。
One example is recorded in Psalm 99. It says Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name.
所以换句话说，讲到大能的时候，可能讲到约书亚，讲到这个什么的时候，可能是谁啊？但是讲到祷告的时候，圣经上就想到撒母耳。
So whenever we talk about being mighty, we think about Joshua. But when we talk about praying, we think of Samuel.
他不仅仅是他妈妈祷告而生出来的，他自己一生就是一个祷告的人。
Not only that, his birth was from the prayer of his mother. He himself was a person of prayer.
耶利米书十五章那里讲到以色列百姓堕落的时候
，Jeremiah chapter 15. It talks about when God's people fell.
So, 虽然有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。
The Lord says, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward the people.
所以我们看见他实在是一个祷告的人。
So we see that the scripture says he was a person of prayer.
我在很多地方讲到了，包括在弟兄姊妹中间，我说在我个人身上，也在我所看见很多神家侍奉的人身上。
I mentioned many times that in my life and also among the lives of God's servants.
我们在神面前最疏忽的或是最该认的一个罪，就是我们在祷告上的疏忽。
One sin that we need to confess is our negligence to prayer.
我们缺少跟神真实的相会和相交。
We lack true encountering and fellowship with God.
所以我们常常成为生活的奴隶，我们常常在罪恶面前站不住，我们常常在侍奉里面没有膏油，我们常常自己也活得不喜乐。
So oftentimes we become the slaves of our busy lives, and then we lack the anointing in our services, and then we lack a joyful life.
第三个在这里说到他不妥协的使命感。
The third reason is his uncompromising sense of mission.
在这里我们刚才读的撒母耳记上第七章。
Like 1 Samuel chapter 7 we just read.
他一直在这里做的就是带领百姓专心归向神，单单的来侍奉他。
His ministry continued to focus on prepare God's people's heart for the Lord and to serve him only.
这是他整个一生里面最重要的使命。
So that was his most important mission in life.
那你说有没有困难？
Is there any trouble and difficulty?
当然有困难。
Of course there are.
所以我开始在描写整个士师时代撒母耳所处的时代的荒凉跟困难的局面的时候。
That's why at the beginning when I tried to describe to you the desolate situation in God's house.
我们一定会在神的面前说主不可能的，不可能的。
We will probably say to the Lord, Lord, it is impossible, just impossible.
然后就像医生跟你说你爱吃什么就吃什么好了。
Just like when your doctor says eat whatever you like.
已经没药救的了。
Because you're hopelessly incurable.
但是你却发现，当撒母耳面对这么荒凉的局面
，But yet when Samuel faced such desolate situation,
他也知道自己不行。
He knew that he could not do it by himself.
他也决定知道自己不配。
And he knew that he was not worthy himself.
但是他却知道自己所信的神，在他没有难成的事。
But yet he knows that nothing is impossible with God whom he believed.
但是在他的里面，他知道是神亲自要来做这件事。
And he knew clearly that God was going to to do himself.
所以我常常说哈，要成为神手中合用的器皿是我们的责任。
So I often say it is our responsibility to become that suitable vessel.
神用不用我们，怎么使用我们，什么时候使用我们，那是神的事情。
But it is up to God whether he will use it, when he will use us, or how he will use us.
所以撒母耳记实际上十二章撒母耳说，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，绝对 不停的。
So Samuel says in chapter 12 that far be from me that I will cease praying for you.
虽然外面的局面冰冻三尺，非一日之寒化不了。
Yes, even though the spiritual coldness is like frozen ice.
哦，好像怎么做怎么祷告都不改变，不断的祷告，不断的用善道正路指示他们，发现没有什么改变。
Maybe after much prayer and teaching about the right ways, nothing changed.
但是他就是不停地做，不停地做。
But then he would just continue without stopping.
20年以后，整个以色列家倾向耶和华。
After 20 years, the entire household of Israelite turned to God.
哎，所有的小组长都不要灰心哈。
So all small group leaders, please do not give up.
尤其我们最近在做 Newman Discipleship 的新人门训。
Especially we're having Newman Discipleship groups.
很多小组长，很多这个辅导好像已经开始失望了，有些人跟不上，有些人不参加了。
Some small group leaders or counselors, they feel discouraged because some already give up.
但是我们也听到很多很多 good report 哈，很激励人心的见证。
But yet we also heard a lot of good reports and positive feedback.
但是我们不要灰心。
Let us not be discouraged.
就是凭着信心。
By faith,
知道我们所做的事是神要我们做的。
Knowing that we are doing what God wants us to do.
啊，神自己要继续做。
God will continue to do His work.
我们不过是他的器皿。
We are but His vessels.
所以你看以色列人去打迦南地的时候。
So when Israelites went to conquer Canaan.
那么那时候神要求一切的兵丁，所有神家的人都要来学这个功课。
At that time, God demanded that everyone in the household of Israel would come and learn the lesson.
就是信而顺服。
It's to trust and obey.
就是单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
Simply trust and absolutely obey.
所以他们第一天绕城 ，nothing happened， 什么事情都没发生。
So the first day that they walk around Jericho, nothing happened.
第二天绕城一周，又是什么事情都没发生。
Second day they walk around the city of Jericho, nothing happened again.
等到了第七天，绕完七次以后。
Until after the seventh time on the seventh day.
他们一呼喊的时候，整个耶利哥倒塌了。
As they cry out, the entire city wall collapsed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要有一个不妥协的使命感。
So we ought to have this uncompromising sense of mission before God.
我们一定要很清楚、很具体的知道，神使用我们的目的是要把人带回到神的面前。
We have to know very clearly and vividly that the purpose of God's using us is to bring people to God.
不是叫人跟我们，不是叫人夸我们，乃是要借着我们的服事把人带回到神面前。
It's not so that people will follow us or praise us.But to bring them to God.
我曾经 讲过一个故事啊。
I mentioned to you a story before.
有一个观光客到英国去，在二十世纪初的时候。
In the early 20th century, a tourist went to England.
到那边去的时候，他这个知道那边有两个很有名的神的仆人。
And he knew there were two famous servants of God.
一个是 Dr.Parker, 一个是 Spurgeon, 斯布珍跟 Dr. 派克。
One is Dr. Parker, and the other one is Spurgeon.
他不晓得要去参加哪一个，他就问那边的人的意见。
He didn't know which meeting to go to, so he consulted some local.
别人就告诉他说，你白天去参加 Dr. Parker 的聚会，晚上去参加斯布珍的，因为他还有另外一堂。
So someone suggested, in the morning you go to listen to Dr. Parker, and at night you can go to listen to Spurgeon.
所以当他早上去听完 Dr. Parker 的信息的时候。
So in the morning he went to listen to Dr. Parker.
他是神重用的一个仆人，他神学思想、逻辑思想各方面救恩真理清楚得不得了。
So he was a servant greatly used by God. He was very clear on his theological, and then he was very analytical and very knowledgeable.
所以当他听完道出来的时候，别人问他，你觉得怎么样？
So after he listened to the sermon, people asked him, so what do you think?
他说 What a great sermon! 多么伟大的讲章啊！
What a great sermon!
等到晚上听完 Spurgeon 的时候，听完施布真。
Then at night after he listened to Spurgeon,
别人问他说：“你觉得怎么样？”
So people ask him again, "What do you think?"
他说 ：“What a great savior! 多么伟大的救主！”
He says, "What a great savior!"
弟兄姊妹，他们两个都不是被神用的人哈。
These two are greatly used by God.
但是你就可以发现 ，Spurgeon 的信息是把人带回到神的面前，不是带到奖章面前。
But yet, Spurgeon was delivering messages to bring people to God, not to his sermon.
不是带到一大堆的道理，一大堆的方法面前。
He did not bring people to knowledge or methods.
今天是资讯发达爆炸的日子，网络上什么东西都有。
Today is the age of explosion of knowledge. You can find just about anything on internet.
教会增长的秘诀，小组倍增的秘诀，什么的秘诀一大堆哈。
So you can find secret of church growth or how to multiply your small group. Anything you can find.
我不是说这些不重要不好。
I'm not saying that these are not good or important.
他们真的重要的。
Yes, they are important.
但是我们要小心的。
But we have to be careful.
所有的信息要把我们带回到神的面前。
All the messages have to bring us back to God.
让我们跟神之间有对的关系，让我们的生命能够不住的改变和成长。
So that we can have right relationship with God, and our life will continue to transform and grow.
所以我说，任何一个讲员，任何一个做神话语出口的，都应该效法施洗约翰。
So that's why I say, any servant of God, any preacher, a mouthpiece of God, should learn from.John the Baptist.
他好像旷野的呼声一样。
He was like a cry in the wilderness.
在旷野里面，那么多失迷的人，荒凉找不到路的人。
So many people in the wilderness, they were lost.
突然有一个声音出来说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
All of a sudden, they hear a voice crying out, says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
你知道声音出来，声音就消失了。
You know that voice come and voice goes.
但是声音出来的时候，他 get 你的 attention, 他 pass 给你 message, 他得到你的注意，他传给你信息。
But then when a voice comes, it catches your attention and then sends you a message.
所以他的信息很简单，就是看哪，神的羔羊。
His message was very simple, just behold the Lamb of God.
让那些在旷野失迷、痛苦、找不到人生方向的人看到了神的儿子。
So that those who were lost in their life directions find the Son of God.
他们起来跟随耶稣基督了。
So they rise and follow Jesus Christ.
连施洗约翰自己精心培养的得意门生门徒都起来跟耶稣了。
Even the disciples of John the Baptist, whom he nurtured for many days, follow Jesus.
别人跑来跟他说，以前跟随你的人，现在都跑去跟他了。
So some people came to tell him that those who used to follow you now follow Jesus.
他说：“愿他兴旺，我衰微。”
But he says, "May he increase, and I will decrease."
声音出来，声音消失了，但是却达到目的的，让人去跟耶稣。
Yes, voice comes, voice goes, but yet it achieves its purpose so that people will follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我真的巴不得所有服事主人都能这么单纯。
And I hope that all servants of God can be just as pure and simple.
所以我常常在很多地方也跟弟兄姊妹讲，千万不要说是我的粉丝。
So then I remind the brothers and sisters in many places, please do not say that you are my fans.
不是只是因为粉丝很容易断，所以我觉得不可靠。
It's not because fans are not trustworthy.
而是如果我们的服事不能把人带到耶稣的面前，我们是我们的失败跟亏欠。
But if our service cannot bring people to God, then it is our failure.
我们只有一个目的，希望大家都来更爱主，归向主。
We serve with only one purpose, is that people will follow Jesus and love the Lord.
所以如果弟兄姊妹能够说谢谢，因着你的信息，因着你们教会的服事，让我们得到的祝福，让我们会得到激励。
But we will be encouraged if people come to thank us and our church that because of our service they are blessed by God.
但如果说哎呀你就是我的粉丝哦，千万不要讲求求了。
But then if they say that、oh, we are your fans, please do not say that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们永远就是要耶稣，我们的服事也是要把人带到耶稣面前。
Because all we want is Jesus, and our service is just to bring Jesus, bring people to Jesus.
这就是撒母耳。
And that is what Samuel did.
他这么清楚知道他这一生活着是为神。
He knew clearly that he lived his life for God.
最后神亲自对他的肯定和祝福。
Therefore, God himself affirmed and blessed him.
在这里讲到耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，将自己的默示撒母耳。你发现那个不说话的神现在又说话了。
You see, the silent God now started to speak.
甚至向他显现。
Even reveal himself to Samuel.
神在这里印证他，祝福他，使用他。
Because God here confirmed him and used him.
所以所有服事主的人。
All servants of God.
我们都应该很在乎到底我自己是不是一个讨神喜悦的人。
We have to care if we are really pleasing to God.
我是不是被神所肯定的人。
Am I being affirmed by God?
我们要常常被带回到主的面前。
We have to be brought back before God often.
看看今天神在我身上，神有没有借着我真正在祝福别人。
Is God really blessing others through me?
所以我多少次鼓励弟兄姊妹读利托森弟兄有一篇的信息，叫做《仰望神的祝福》。
So I often encourage brothers and sisters to read an article written by Brother Watchman Nee. Look upon the Lord's blessings.
因为他把我们分成三种的人。
Because in that article, he categorized people into three categories.
一种是有神祝福的人。
One is people with God's blessings.
第二种是没有神祝福的人。
A second category, people without God's blessings.
第三种人是神定义不祝福的人。
The third category is that God for sure will not bless.
你所有得到的，神就让你弄风吹去，所有的钱落在破旧的囊中，神刻意不祝福你。
God will blow away anything that you obtain by your own hands. God will purposely not to bless you.
当神祝福我们的时候，你哪怕只有五饼二鱼，神可以让五千个人、上万个人吃饱。
But when God wills to bless you, even if you only have five loaves and two fish, God was able to use that and feed 5,000.
所以我再说，小组长们、服侍主的同工们，不要灰心哈。
Therefore, I want to encourage small group leaders and then those who serve God.
我们做一个讨神喜悦的人，有神祝福的人。
Let us be pleasing to God and with God's blessing.
就算只有一点点。
Even if it's just a little bit.
本来是一个小孩子的饭量，神可以让上万的人吃得饱。
A small child's lunch can feed a multitude.
那什么叫做没有神祝福的呢？就是五饼二鱼，就是只能让一个小孩吃饱。That's it.
So what does it mean without God's blessing? It's like five loaves and two fish can feed a child, and that's all it could do.
所以在我结束的时候，
So before I conclude,
我还是提醒大家，撒母耳是一个过祭坛生活的人。
Let me remind you again, Samuel lived a life of altar.
他在神面前永远存着顺服的态度。
He always had this obedient attitude before God.
第二个，他是一个祷告的人。
And he was a person of praying.
他从来不停止他的祷告。
He never ceased to pray.
他也用善道正路来帮助神的女人。
And he teach God's people what is right and good.
第三个，他是有非常清楚、具体、不妥协的使命。
And also has this uncompromising sense of mission.
他整个的一生就是要帮助周围所有他可以接触的人，让他们的心归向神，单单的侍奉神。
All of his life, his purpose is to bring people back to God so that they will serve him only.
希望这个也成为我们每一个人的使命。
I hope that can also become our mission.
你不认识我则已。
It's okay if you don't know me.
不是，如果你不认识我，你不没有碰到我，那就算了。你只要碰到我，只要认识我，只要跟我有关系，我就定义要成为你的祝福，要增加你的价值。
But if you know me, come in contact with me, then I for sure I will to become your blessing and I will increase your value.
要把你带回到神的面前。
I will bring you back to God.
所以我们今天下午的 SD 要觉得人可爱，希望我们一起来哈。
So this afternoon, in the servanthood disciple group, we're going to study that we have to see people are lovable.
第四个
fourth reason,
他蒙神悦纳，被神肯定，被神祝福的人。
That he was confirmed and blessed by God.
所以我在说，要羡慕成为神手中合用的器皿。
Once again, let me emphasize, we are to long to be a vessel in God's hands.
神怎么用，什么时候用，什么方式用，那是神的事情。
But it is up to God how and when he will use us.
所以吴勇长老那次被请到泰国去的时候，
So Elder 吴勇 when he was invited to Thailand,
那时候他还年轻，第一天晚上培灵大会只来了八个人。
At that time he was still very young. The first night,The conference only 8 people show up.
他真的是非常灰心啊！怎么可能把我从老远台湾请到泰国，八个人来参加培灵会
？He was so discouraged because the conference invited him all the way from Taiwan to Thailand. Only 8 people show up.
但是后来他被神光照提醒，他全力以赴的讲道。
And then the Lord revealed to him that he ought to put out the best. So he did his best preaching.
第二天晚上来了800个人。
The second night, 800 people show up.
底下的聚会人一直进来，一直进来。弟兄姊妹，我们不是说人多就是什么，而是你这个人要对啊。
We're not just talking about numbers, but we have to be the right people.
神真的会使用我们。
Then God will for sure use us.
希望我们从撒母耳身上得到最大的这个提醒。
We hope that we are reminded by Samuel's story.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。